We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City Head Wrestling Coach Steve Stout. And Coach, I know you guys used the break to try to get your guys healthy a little bit. You had a few injuries. Talk about the break a little bit and getting ready for the stretch run of the season.
Yeah, we had a decent break. Got some guys healthy from injuries, but then lost some with illnesses. That flu bug kind of got the best of us. But over break was it was a good transition for us in the second half of the season. We got some pretty tough workouts in, covered a lot of ground, and got some 2 days in with some swim workout. So anytime you can add a little variety to the practice routine, that helps keep it fresh, keeps the kids working hard. So but like I said, we got David Schomburg back from a separated shoulder, and getting him back in shape is a big help. And overall, break went pretty well for us and made some strides.
Coach, you mentioned David there. You got a few other guys that are coming back from injuries, whether they're wrestling related or elsewhere related, but that's kind of been the story of the first part of the season for your team, was those injuries. And as we saw on Thursday night when you guys had a home duel, which we'll talk about, as the team comes back full to full strength, starting to look pretty good there, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of stinks as a team that we can't be full strength a full year, but it's a long season and it's a tough season, and injuries and illness are going to happen, and we just have to be able to rebound from it and keep moving forward. So until we can get 40 guys in the room and be too deep at every weight and not have much drop off, you're going to have some ups and downs during the season. So turning to the second half of the season here, we're getting to a full lineup, and hopefully we'll be hit on all cylinders when the postseason comes upon us here.
Coach, as we mentioned there, you had your first competition back from the break at home on Thursday against North Butler, Clarksville, Lake Mills, and West Fork. And first, I want to highlight something pretty cool that you guys did. Rafe Arbogast is the lone wrestler, and he's a senior for West Fork. Pretty incredible for him, to what he's battled through throughout his life, and then for him to be the only wrestler on the team for West Fork, and he continues to fight on the mat and off the mat. And you guys recognized him for his senior night on your home mats. That was pretty incredible on Thursday night, Coach.
Yeah, and his dad and coach came talked to me during the meet and asked if that was a possibility, and it wasn't even hesitation. I mean, the kid's been through a ton, and yet he battles every day, and it's just kind of been fun watching him grow up as a competitive coach and seeing the strides he made, and doing it in Forest City with Lake Mills and North Butler there. I mean, we all can respect what a wrestler goes through in their life and during their season. So all of our crowds did great recognizing him, gave him a standing ovation. And it's just nice seeing a kid that's put in the time to be able to wrestle their senior year, even without a full team. So hats off to him, and wish him luck through the rest of the year here.
Coach, your team started with the win over North Butler, Clarksville. You guys are able to get the win after falling behind. You guys gave up a couple of weights right away, and then you're able to fight back and end up going on for a pretty good win there, Coach.
Yeah, and they've got a pretty full team and some solid wrestlers in there. I think they have two guys ranked for sure, I believe, and it was just nice to get out and actually field a full team for the first time this year. So anytime you can field a full team, I mean, right away, you know, you're in the meet. So it was nice to get out and knock the rust off a little bit, so to speak. And we got all of our wins were by pin, and we started limiting bonus points a little bit to the other team. And that's something we've been working on, is knowing that you can lose and still help the team by not getting pinned or not giving up the bonus points. So seeing our kids fighting for that was refreshing, and hopefully we can keep building on that, and ended up getting the win there against North Butler to kick off the night.
You guys then moved on to your one single battle there at 126 with West Fork and Arbogast, and then you guys closed the night with your rivalry duel with Lake Mills, the Winnebago County rivalry there, and Lake Mills able to get the best of you, though, Coach, in that final duel.
Yeah, Lake Mills has a solid team. I mean, hats off to them. They built the program and have been able to keep the shell stocked to fill a lineup every year, and we're just two, three guys short there. I mean, once we get Alex Beattie back or in the lineup here next week, and we're finally got guys down to weight once, and they're starting to get comfortable there. And once they get comfortable, we can close the gap. But once again, we're just a little short as far as competing with Lake Mills. So hats off to them for the win. But like you said, a couple swing matches, not getting pinned at a couple weights, and we have ourselves a tight duel. And we started off kind of tight with them and then tried rallying back, but we just didn't have the guns to overcome the lead they built. So once again, Brandon Berg over there does a good job, and we just have to keep chasing them and keep getting closer. And one of these years we're going to get them knocked off, and then we'll see how we move on from there.
Coach, what's one or a couple of things that you saw in that first meet back that really make you excited for the future of this team?
Our young guys stepping up and learning that even in a loss, they can help us as a team and close the gap every time they go out there. I mean, we saw guys that were battling through positions that before Christmas they would get to and they would stop wrestling. So they're making the strides that way and buying into the 6 minutes of motion, 6 minutes of action, and knowing that it's not a one move and you score, it's one move leads to another move leads to another move, and that's a series of moves and the constant pressure that's going to win you matches and keep you in matches that you may not belong in. So the guys have done a good job of turning that corner, and we just need to keep building on that to get them where we need to be in the next month here.
Coach, I know you guys have battled with some good teams already this year. You guys kind of set your schedule up for that each year. You're going to have that again today as you guys host your own tournament, getting ready to host your own tournament here in Forest City, and really some really good competition coming in. What are you looking forward to today, Coach?
Just once again, getting able to compete against some of those guys. I mean, we've seen Emmitsburg at every tournament so far, and it won't change today here at all. They're here, and they're a tough team. So hopefully we can see if we've closed the gap with some of them. Algona is another tough team from the NCC that between them and Emmitsburg, they're probably the two favorites coming into today. And then you throw on Clear Lake, who's been wrestling well, and Charles City, who traditionally has some pretty tough kids. So going into today, I just hope our kids will come out and compete. And I mean, with a good day, we can have a top three finish here. And that's kind of what we're shooting for. And we keep pushing these kids, making them believe that, hey, if we battle for each other and fight for each other, get excited for each other, that the momentum builds and we can win some matches that we haven't won before. So I'm just excited to see how they respond, being able to wrestle at home again two times in 3 days. And hopefully we can build on the gains we made on Thursday night and make bigger gains yet today.
Coach, how nice is it to have a home tournament? I know not every school gets to host a home tournament every year. You guys host one every other year with this flip-flopping one here with Clear Lake. Just how nice is it? I mean, your kids get to sleep in a little bit maybe. They don't have to get up as early to get on the bus. And just you're in your home environment, locker rooms, gym, all that stuff. So how is that for your team? It's got to be a benefit for sure.
It is. And it's one of those catch-22s. It's great having the home tournament. You get the home fans. You get the comfort of home. You get your own bed. The downside is we spend a little bit more time here on Friday night getting things set up, and we spend a little bit more time afterwards picking up, but you still get home earlier than you do on most Saturdays. So overall, it's a great experience for the kids to be able to wrestle at home and have a tournament here and not be the visitor and uncomfortable with your surroundings. So it's always a fun time when we get to host, and we get this one, and then we get the Coast Conference again this year. So the more comfortable we can get them, hopefully we can keep building and wrestle like we belong.
Coach, wish you the best of luck today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.